We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your guys. A third straight win in thrilling fashion. 21-17 win at Stony Brook. As you've had time to go back and process that one, what impressed you about the way your guys played?
Yeah, we found a way to win. I don't know what it is about going up to New York and playing Chuck's guys, but it's always a four-quarter game that you can throw the records away. It's kind of insane. We went back and looked at some of the games before, even way back, and it just seems like if you're going to have a chance to beat Stony Brook at Stony Brook, you better play for four quarters at least, maybe even more. And that's the credit to them. All those injuries, the way those kids played out of position, played so hard, shut down a run game. It was impressive. And for the people who came and stayed, clearly you got your money's worth.
Your team had been limited to 14 points for most of the day, and then you get behind 17-14, 2.5 minutes to go, and you're able to put together an 87-yard drive. What clicked in that drive for you?
We just did the things we were supposed to do. We the entire game offensively, we move the ball at a clip, and then shoot ourselves three times in a row and punt and could not finish drives. Finally tied it all together, did the job we were supposed to do the way we were supposed to do it, and had fun doing it. And the crazy part is we probably could have scored earlier if Tyrell didn't step out of bounds midfield. What a great, impressive run on fourth down. And, I clearly got more gray hair, man. It's awesome. It's why you play football, seriously. And winners find somebody. My dad used to. Winners find a way to win, and it doesn't really matter the circumstance, and doesn't matter where you're playing. Winners find a way to win, and in a four quarter game that goes 60 minutes, we found a way to win. A whole bunch of new guys that got put together this year, they all just found out they got a whole lot of heart together as a team, and that was awesome to be around.
Question for you from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Talk a little bit about the challenges of defending Hampton with their receiver number 81, and the fact that they'll occasionally switch quarterbacks from a running quarterback to a passing quarterback, and now the guy who's usually the running quarterback passes a little bit more.
Well, I could brag about there's another great wideout in our league that's going to go play in the NFL, but I don't want to do the disservice to the other kids on that team that are just, they have tremendous talent on the outside, on both sides of the ball, tremendous talent. And then there's one guy who is head and shoulders above all of us. Like really, Bonds, I don't know. Am I going to say he's the best has ever played in this league? That's pretty hard to say. He's a lot of really talented guys, but he's clearly in that class. He's a very, very special player. They use him incredibly well. I'm thoroughly impressed that they don't play one, they don't play two, but they play three quarterbacks, and all of them have been efficient with the ball in their hands. As far as I'm concerned, while their scheme is not very intricate, they run it as well as anybody. They're wide open. They put the ball in space to guys that have great talent with the ball in their hands, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. Wow, another CAA offensive juggernaut. Congratulations.
Thanks, Coach.
Rob, I'm sure you didn't want it to come down to this, but after you score, Stony Brook comes down and has some shots there inside the 10. The play by Robert Javier on the final pass, how good was that defensive play?
Oh, it was all, there's a whole lot of credit that goes along with both sides of the ball. Just the whole drive itself. Anybody wants to watch college football, like turn that on in fourth quarter, go, oh my God. And my brother's the OC at Albany. I know what happened in the main game, but you want to flip a coin to see who's going to hold your breath longer. It was amazing. It really was. And, Jesus Gibbs was a harasser. He didn't get home, but God, he was everywhere. And when he ran out of gas, Ole goes in, replaces him, and gets a sack and almost ends the game by himself. Next guy stepping up, that was awesome. Robert Javier was obviously awesome. We covered everybody. And, that kid's a great player, and we found a way to get a hand of the ball right at the very end. You got to finish. You want to win a game in this league, you got to finish. And we did it. I don't like it that way. I would have much rather just taken the touchdown and gone home. That would have been much more enjoyable. There's 72 more gray hairs, but a win's a win. And a win on the road in this league is always challenging. Doesn't matter who you're playing. And to be able to go win up there, that's a tough thing to do. So guys are pretty happy around here.
You touched on Tyrell's run on that last drive, but he 22 of 42, 55 and two, and then he runs for another 54. How nice in that kind of situation, and how big was his leadership and experience to be able to pull off that kind of drive?
Oh, it's, I mean, thoroughly, it's impressive physically, but it's more impressive in reference to how he sees the other 11. That, you know, you take a guy who's a one-year starter, and maybe in that moment, he's just going to lock in on one guy for that drive, for, you know, pick a guy, and that's going to be it. And that's just what he spread the ball around. I mean, you know, we're sitting here talking about Isaiah Perkins and maybe a rookie, you know, type player. And to Kendall James has had a great year and is, you know, putting up big numbers. And Darian Street catches three balls for 80 yards. One's a fourth down, 30-yard touchdown. One puts us into field goal range, and at least we'd have a chance to tie the game at the end of the game. Terrell spread the ball around like a veteran is supposed to do, and he made a critical play like a big-time player is supposed to do in a big-time moment.
Your team touched on in the open, three straight wins. You're now back to 500. Have a chance to get to 4-4 in the league. How have you seen this team grow, especially over the second half of the year?
It's a pleasure to be around. Honestly, it's fun to be their coach. It's fun to watch them grow closer together. It's fun to watch this group of people gel and realize how good they can be together. That's just anybody. That's just fun to be around. And the downside is you wish you had another month of football to just see them keep progressing. Turn the schedule around. Let's go back to week three and let's start playing again and see what happens. Like, yeah, then that's kind of how it works. They get better as they go. And sometimes we all lose sight of that. But isn't that always what we're trying to do? We're just trying to get better every day, just trying to get better.
Senior day for your team on Saturday. This one will be a little different with kind of the mix of people. What is it going to be like for you? Because this is a little different thing.
Well, this is going to be like, you know, everybody's going to have touch on this for a little bit. You're going to have guys that are graduating seniors. And then you're going to have guys that already graduated from somewhere else, and they just happen to be 1 year in your program, and you want to celebrate them in the efforts of what they did, but you're not at the same level as a guy who's grown up through your program. So it's a different experience, but you know, we're going to celebrate the people that have represented this university and this football program the right way. And the goal is to play our best in their last home game.
You touched on a little bit with Marty about the wide receivers with Jadakiss, but just overall with Hampton, both on offense and defense, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, it's, you know, interestingly enough, you walk into the league in your first year and you're just like everybody else. Nobody cares what your record is. You're really good. You can score a lot of points. You play great defense. You got great players and you got good coaches. And I'm happy we get to play them here and not down there. From what I've seen through the year, they're a little bit better at home than they are on the road, but they're still pretty talented on the road. We'll have our hands full. We really will. And, you know, nobody's at full strength this time of year, and it's not how well everybody plays healthy this time of year. It's how well everybody plays when they're beat up, banged up, and it hurts. And that's where the toughness of our league shows itself, both in November and in the months beyond for the teams that make it in the playoffs.
With all that said, how big is this one for your guys to be able to potentially get to 6-5 in the league after the way things went at the start?
I'd say, you know, with the tremendous amount of variables that this group has dealt with pretty much since last February, to pull out a winning season when they pick you, I don't know, damn near the bottom, and, you know, you're playing against some of the best competition in the country week after week, and now you're middle of the pack and walking away with a winning season, that's effort that's done when nobody's watching. That's belief in things that a bunch of people don't believe in. And the only people in the room that cared about it were the players. And it's a testament to them and their coaches that circle the wagons and just keep getting better week after week, no matter what adversity comes your way. And if you can take that and take that lesson and turn it into the rest of your life, you're going to go be successful. And damn it, if this isn't what we're supposed to be doing, how we use a game of football anyway.
All right, Rob, thanks for the time here this afternoon, and all season long. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.